And I'm Elizabeth Blair. No one I spoke with who knew the real Ron Woodruff called him a selfish boar.
You know, he was just salty.
Bill Minutaglio wrote for the Dallas News.
I kind of liked him. He cursed like four sailors, not one.
Ron was full of life.
Chicago attorney Michael Cassino represented Woodruff.
Ron was a real cowboy.
With a pickup truck and a shotgun and a lot of stories to tell and a very, very bad disease.
Dr. Stephen Nightingale was the medical director of the AIDS clinic at Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas.
We would talk every 2 or 3 months. I'd reach out to him. He'd sometimes call me up, see what I thought of something. And I usually wasn't too enthusiastic about it. From that distance, he seemed like an honorable guy who was trying to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
Dr. Nightingale likens the early days of the AIDS epidemic to the movie No Country for Old Men, in which a psychopath terrorizes a town and completely eludes its sheriff, Tom Bell.
There was this amorphous evil that went around just killing people randomly, and nobody seemed to understand it, and particularly Sheriff Bell. And I think that many of us who were treating or otherwise involved in people with AIDS in that time would have felt very much like Sheriff Bell.
The real Ron Woodruff is featured in a 1992 documentary called The AIDS Underground. He's filmed driving across the border to a pharmacy in Mexico.
We need 108 boxes of Sporanox and 96 boxes of Rocthisamycin.
To get back into the U.S., you can see how Ron Woodruff could talk his way into anything.
You just have to be sure that you got soles on the bottom of your shoes, because when I say song and dance, I'm not joking. You better, I will have an answer, because if I ever stutter, they'll tear me apart.
Woodruff studied what new treatments were in the pipeline, found them, and tried them on himself.
When I started injecting peptide T, it had never been injected.
There were other underground buyers clubs, but the one in Dallas was the Wild West, says Bill Minutaglio.
People kept saying, well, the Dallas buyers clubs, they're the pirates. They're the ones who are really out on the edge, pushing the envelope. They're doing more crazy and intense work than anybody else. They take more risks.
Mary Franklin was a receptionist at the Dallas Buyers Club.
I was kind of his front person.
She says working for Ron Woodruff was kind of scary.
I was getting nervous about, you know, being busted, you know, because I knew what we were doing was illegal or just barely legal.
But Franklin, who has spent 20 years working for AIDS causes, says her close friends were dying. She says the Dallas Buyers Club gave them a little hope.
Made them feel better. I know it made them feel more powerful about their disease, that they had a fighting chance, which is something that the government was not offering.
Ron Woodruff fought the government, too. He refused to listen to people who told him he was going to die.
Just logically, I'm going, well, instead of letting these guys kill me, let me try anything I can get my hands on, because if it kills me, at least I died trying.
Ron Woodruff died on September 12, 1992. His lawyer, Michael Cassino, said Woodruff always wanted to have a movie made of his life, and he would have gotten a kick out of being played by a big Hollywood star. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.